At BMS, World Mission, things are changing. For 200 years, we've sent missionaries from the UK to help communities around the world, but now we're doing things differently. We're releasing power into the hands of people who already know their communities best. Instead of working from the top down, we're working side by side, sharing skills, knowledge, and faith in a way that benefits everyone. Mission isn't about us going to them anymore. It's about listening, learning, and supporting.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Search BMS World Mission.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census that was taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All returned to their own ancestral towns to register for this census. I'm delighted that in our highly secular society, Christmas still has a very special place. No one could possibly miss the fact that it is Christmas. All attempts to replace it with a festival such as Winterval have failed miserably. But even so, we have a problem. The birth of Jesus has become inextricably linked with Father Christmas and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and a whole host of other imaginary characters. It's really important that we recognise that Jesus' birth was a historic event. And here Dr. Luke gives us the facts. Jesus was born during the long reign of Augustus Caesar, who ruled the Roman Empire from 27 BC to 14 AD. During his reign, he established the Pax Romana, which led to a period of relative peace for more than two centuries. He ruled the empire tightly, and one of his initiatives was to hold the census. Quirinius, as governor of Syria, was given responsibility for covering the area of Judea. Luke gives us these very specific details because he wants the world to know that God broke into human history in a decisive way by sending his son to be the saviour of the world. If Jesus was not a historical figure, the whole of Christianity crashes to the floor. This is what is known as the miracle of the incarnation, of God taking on flesh and becoming part of our world through his son Jesus. As we enjoy our Christmas celebrations, we're marking the fact that Jesus entered into the rough and tumble of normal human life. You might have thought that Jesus, as the Son of God, would have been given special treatment as he entered the world, but no. Jesus entered the turbulent Roman world and faced all the indignities, regulations, and limitations of a country living under occupation. This is no fairy story. Truly, God had come to live on earth. So let me ask you a question. What do you find most amazing about the Christmas story? Now let me pray with you. Loving Father, thank you that you loved us so much that you were willing to send Jesus to our confused, cynical, and sinful world. Amen. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. Hope you have a really great day today.
BMS World Mission, sharing faith in Christ and his abundant life. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.